Chinese-American financier and founder of FinTech Holdings, Benjamin Wei, with a history of legal trouble, is suing Sri Lanka for $250 million. Sri Lanka defaulted on the $250 million bond in April 2022. Wei is known for his promotion of a wave of Chinese reverse mergers as president of New York Global Group. However, in 2015, he was arrested for fraud, but charges were eventually dropped in 2017 after a federal judge threw out evidence that prosecutors had obtained in a search of his apartment and office. Separately, the New York Post dubbed Wei the Horndog CEO after he had to pay $5.65 million to an intern he had sexually harassed. The lawsuit is triggered by Hamilton Reserve Bank of St. Kitts and Nevis, a small bank based in a county in the United States with 50,000 residents and a GDP of under US$1 billion, had amassed a US$250 million stake in Sri Lankan bonds. This particular bond was issued in better times in 2012 and lacks some of the common clauses that can restructure the bonds. In theory, HRB's $250 million is enough to veto any restructuring proposal Sri Lanka makes for the special securities. However, the size of HRB's holdings and the unusual aggressiveness of its lawsuits against Sri Lanka, which began soon after the country defaulted in April 2022, always smelled a little fishy. The US government obliquely wanting to get involved made the whole situation even more interesting. The fact remains that Sri Lanka has actually defaulted on the debt, and while the spirit of the HRB law will be a huge headache for Sri Lanka at this dangerous time when the country is geared to receive IMF payments.